In my share today, I introduced this passage as one of the most fundamental in the whole Sefer, and it was without even seeing. And now that I see which one it is, I was right. It really is. It's tremendously fundamental. It's really one of the yesodos. We're talking about Limud HaTorah. You can use that if you want. We're talking about Limud HaTorah, and what does a person accomplish through his Limud HaTorah? The whole idea of the book, Orot HaTorah, is to show that learning Torah is not just a mitzvah kamo shar ha-mitzvahs. It's not just one of the taryag. It's transformative. It's something that changes the whole individual. Brings him into contact with an endless, infinite world of good, and you can't leave that world unchanged. By definition, you're going to come out of that world of Limud HaTorah, you're going to come out changed. We just said there's one Tanai. Last week we learned that the one Tanai that you need to be changed and touched by Torah is you have to be looking for it. If it's not something you're looking for, if it's just an intellectual pursuit, it's interesting. You can even learn a Reb Chaim that way. You can even learn a Reb Chaim because you get a geschmack out of the chilukim. But you're not learning it out of an emuna, that there's a godliness in here that I'm being touched by, that I'm being transformed by. Then you're not going to receive it. So that's really what the Sefer is about. And now what Rav Kook is doing, he's trying to zoom out and teach us that learning Torah isn't just transforming the person. You're not just transforming yourself. Rather, there's something else entirely, there's something additional that is happening as well. Echad mehadrachim, this is Perek, we're still in Aleph, right? Oh, Perek Bet, Piskah Dalet. Echad mehadrachim shal esek haTorah lishma, ulehashir es kenesas Yisrael bekochos ruchaniim gedolim. One of the ways that a person can learn Torah lishma, it means one of the good intentions that a person can have when he's learning Torah, one of the reasons that we learn. You have where we are? You see where we are? Perek Bet Piskah Dalet. So one of the things that should be motivating us to learn Torah is lahashir es kenesas Yisrael, is to enrich the Jewish people bekochos ruchaniim gedolim. We're arming the Jewish people with new spiritual energy. We're enriching the spirituality of the nation Israel through our learning Torah. V'chol masha misra be'or ha-Torah v'ima chibasa u'kvoda. And the more the light of Torah is increased in the world, the v'ima, and together with it, chibasa, the love of Torah, Ukvoda, the honor we give Torah, belev echad mi Yisrael, even though it's happening in the heart of one individual, hare koach hayesodi shal ha'uma mitchazek u'mitametz. What's happening is the core energy of the Jewish people, meaning that spiritual drive of the Jewish people, is mitchazek, is strengthened, and umitametz, and it's intensified. There's something so huge, so fundamental that Rav Kook here is describing. Every other chachma in the world, when I learn it, so the chachma is entering into me, I'm grasping it with my mind, and the change or the impact on the world only comes when? When I use that chachma that I'm gaining to somehow affect others. Let's say I learn physics, so I learn how to build a bridge. So I can either use that knowledge and do some tova for the world. I can start building bridges, or I cannot. I could decide I'm not going to use it. The chachma is just a hechi timtzi. You understand me? It's a means through which I can transform the world. I can learn philosophy. I haven't really done anything yet for society, but I'm going to do it one day. I'm going to use that, and I'm going to go teach, and I'm going to preach morality, and I'm going to change the world. Every other chachma that we have in the world is a hechi timtzi. It's a means to somehow leaving an impact, leaving an imprint on the world. However, says Rav Kook, when a person learns Torah, the imprint that he's having on the Jewish people, on the entire nation of Israel, is instantaneous. There's something happening behind the scenes. Beneath the surface, there's something going on. What is happening? The ore of Torah, the light of Torah, is being increased in my heart. And as a result, the Koach HaYisodi, that nucleus energy of the Jewish people as a whole, is mitchazek umitametz. It's intensifying. Let's explain what he means by that line, because that line is really up there. The Jewish people were created in this world, the taken olam, the malchut shaddai, right? The world was created a dark place, and the Jewish people were given a mission. What is our mission? To fill the world with light, to be an or lagoya. Right? And we're going to drive away all that darkness. And we're going to build a model society with Israel, with Mashiach, with the Beit HaMikdash. And we're going to show the world that there's a way to drive away all that darkness. We were given a mission. What is the role of Torah in that mission? The Torah, kiner mitzvah v'Torah or, the Torah is that beacon of light with which we are going to change the world. Says Rav Kook, in order for the Jewish people to perform that mission, they have to want it. The Jewish people have to want it. What happens if the Jewish people are not so into it? What do you do if the Jewish people, if there are Jews that don't see a big deal with the way the world is today? Yes, the world is full of sin, and the world is full of darkness, and you know, and there's a culture today of do whatever you want. What happens? What's going to ensure the Jewish people are going to be moved to want to change the world? Like, how does God? There's a problem here. The problem is that God gave us free choice. On one hand, He gave us a mission. He wants us l'taken olam. On the other hand, He gave us free choice. So what's going to ensure that the Jewish people never give up hope, and they continue to push forward, and they continue to remain loyal to their nature? Says Rav Kook, every time God made the Jewish people in such a way that all the neshamot are linked. All the neshamot are linked. Lahavdil elef havdalos. It's like the internet. From any place on the internet, you can get anywhere. It's all like a web. And all the Jewish people, all the neshamos are linked. So when one neshama fills his heart with Limud HaTorah, what he's doing is he's actually feeding the Jewish people as a whole with this new drive, with this new ratzon. He's actually uncovering within the Jewish people a new ratzon to move forward. That means, according to Rav Kook, if there's some Jew in L.A. right now who's deciding whether he should intermarry or not, what's really going on inside? Like, are we really special? A person who really understands that the Jewish people are special would never intermarry. What is that suffix, whether I should intermarry? Like, are the Jewish people, are we really set apart? A Jew could sit down and learn Torah and Shalvim. And as a result, that guy in L.A. is going to decide to break up with his Goyish girlfriend. Why? Because your word of Torah is increasing the light in your soul. Now you're closer to the godly light, to the Ratzon Hashem. And we're all linked, says Rav Kook. We're molded. We're creating that new light, not just in ourselves, in the Jewish people as a whole. the Baal HaTanya is quoted as saying, Kol Yisrael Neshama Achat Begufim Mechulakim. Have you ever heard that quote? It's one of the most awesome quotes I know. If I had a Hadiah bracelet, you know, if I was a girl I had one of those bracelets, I would put this on the bracelet. I know I said this about the last quote I quoted, but this time I really mean
it. Kol Yisrael.
Kol Yisrael Neshama Achat Begufim Mechulakim. What does that mean? That God created this thing called Nishmat Yisrael. And Nishmat Yisrael wants to do good, and it wants to fix the world, it wants to remain connected to God. Did you hear that quote? Kol Yisrael, did you get it down?
What is it?
Kol Yisrael, Nishama Achat, Begufim Mechulakim, in separate bodies. It means that the Jewish people created one Nishama, and he dealt it out. And in every single goof, there's a facet of that Nishmas Yisrael. I think this is also Pasha Pshan in the Tefillah that we say in Mincha and Shabbos, based on a Pasuk, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, Goyecha Ba'aretz. The Jewish people are unlike any other nation. We're a Goy Echa. That means we're really all unique. Beneath the surface, we're unique in the sense that we're all linked. It looks like we're separate, but it's not I do my thing, you do your thing. There's something connecting us. In fact, I don't know if you guys ever felt this. I wonder if the other goyim feel this. I was once on one of my recruiting trips. I was walking through like the Memphis airport. They sent me to all these crazy, not crazy, these out of town places. So I don't want to insult anyone. I don't know who's listening on YU Torah. But I was in Memphis, and I was in one of these outside places, and I see two women walking by talking Hebrew. And I'm walking this way, and they're walking that way in the terminal. And I could not say shalom. I couldn't. I stopped, and I smiled. And I said, hey, shalom aleichem. And they smiled back at me. And like, does that happen with like the Chinese? I don't know. Does that happen with every... There's something about the Yidden, no? Do you not feel this? There's something connecting us. You see a Jew, you see someone speaking Hebrew, he's a sister, he's a brother. And he's not a stranger. There was something about, it wasn't like passing a stranger. So Rav Kook is saying, there's something deep down that's connecting all of us. So that when one person raises himself and increases the light of Torah in his heart, he's creating a yeser chizuk. He's creating more strength, more spiritual strength in the nation as a whole. As a result, I think Rav Kook is saying, we have a huge national responsibility to learn Torah. Learning Torah is really national service. It's not just about coming to yeshiva for yourself. Very often, and I'll take a Talmud for a sicha yeshit, in Elul, I'll say, what are your goals for the year? And I'm not saying this in a critical way. This is the most natural thing in the world. I want to learn how to learn. You know, I want to develop skills, etc. A lot of it is about the self. And I'm not being critical, because this is an aspect of Torah you don't hear about in high school. But you need to hear about it this year. Torah is much more than just a development of the self. I'm doing a service for my nation. I'm creating more of a spiritual drive in my nation. It's in my hands. The spiritual state of the Jewish people is in the hands of the Lom Dei Torah. And as a result, that creates a huge achrayus. It's a huge achrayus now. Because if you think about it, if you decide to be mevatel haseder, it's not just about you anymore. If you decide, all right, I'm going to skip the whatever, I'm going to skip the chug slot, or I'm going to skip this, or not do that. It's not just about you anymore. What about the guy in L.A. who's walking down the sidewalk at this moment, deciding whether I should go through with the intermarriage or not? Who knows, maybe it's your Torah. You never know what your Torah is going to touch. And the guy who's deciding whether I should stay from, whether I should give it all up, we can all impact that. Or the guy who's deciding whether he should give in to that drive to speak a word of Lashon Hara, according to Rav Kook, he's not in that arena alone. The Jewish people can come to his aid by strengthening the koach haklali, the general spiritual drive of the people. We have a hand on that. We have control of it. And therefore, it becomes a national responsibility to learn Torah. This is one of the reasons I think it's tragic. I really don't have a solution to this. Sometimes I wish I could go to the street and scream this. Sometimes I listen to Israeli television, not really, I don't have, but a radio or, you know, something on the internet where you'll have the secular population of Israel being very critical of the Lom Dei Torah. Why is it that we go out there, you know, and we serve in the army and we're aiding the Jewish people and we're risking our lives to do it? The Haredim, the religious people, you're locking yourselves up in a yeshiva somewhere, worrying about yourselves. You're just thinking about your own Torah knowledge. Why aren't you thinking about your nation? According to Rav Kook, Limud HaTorah, it's hard to communicate this. If you're not within the world of Torah, you can't understand this. But at least you should know it amongst yourselves. We need to know this. Every single word of Limud HaTorah is a service to the Jewish people. It doesn't exclude the other types of service. You know, the Hesder ideology is that we also have to take part in the achrayus of the fight for Jewish survival. But the Limud, it's not like, this is what you need to know, it's not like the army service is for the people and Limud HaTorah is for myself. This is a sherut. We're doing a service for the Jewish people. It's something that you need to know. It's not just a personal cheshben of how much Torah I'm learning. How much am I going to give to myself? Also, a lot of times someone will say, why am I coming to Israel next year? You know, to speak to a 12th grader. I want to come because I want to take off a year to dedicate to myself. I think Rav Kook would be critical of that. This is not about yourself. You're an evet to your people, and you're serving them through your Torah. Now, let's continue. V'haneshama ha'prati shel zeh ha'yish ha'po'al bracha kol izu hi mitzad atzma gam ken mizgadeles u'mizhaderes mishtalemes u'mizpa'eres ba'anafim rabim v'ra'ananim. And as a result of this type of limud ha'Torah, you become less of a personal, private person, and your personality is actually broadened. And all of a sudden, it's expanding. You're no longer thinking of just yourself. You become a more complete person because you're thinking of your people, Israel. Umishalacha sharashim rabim va'adirim. Umishtareshes ayadam b'sharshe eitz hachayim amitiim. And as a result, I'm not sure if I fully understand this line, as a result, you're actually planting yourself in the roots of the tree of the true life. Torah is called Eitz HaChaim. Why is it called Eitz HaChaim? Because Torah is really at the source of all life. If the Torah is being studied and the Torah is healthy, then the Jewish people are living a healthy life. That's why Torah is called Eitz HaChaim, because it's what provides life. So as a result of you learning Torah, you're actually taking part, you're actually feeding and you're supporting Eitz HaChaim. So you're being part of that tree. You're being part of the most basic the most basic source of energy for the Jewish people. You're being part of the Eitz HaChaim. Shekefi, this is a very lofty, these last few lines, I hope I'm getting. Shekefi ta'arata u'gvurata takir v'tachush et omek noam ta'amam sholachayim ha'musharim halalu. And Rav Kook claims that the only way to really experience the sweetness of life is to taste the sweetness of that Eitz HaChaim. What's Rav Kook saying here? I think this is huge. Sweetness and pleasure in life is not what you take. What you take, you're going to experience the pleasure for a moment, and it's going to be gone. And when it's gone, you look for even more pleasure. And you look for a greater high that you've ever had before. And then when you reach that, it's going to be temporary again. and you're going to feel that down, and then you're going to look for another trip. I don't know, is it called trip? Is that the word? You look for another trip, something that's going to take you even higher. You're going to look for the, you know, the bungee jumping place that does even a longer cord, and a greater high diving place, and substances that are you never heard of even before. And Rav Kook is saying you're never going to really experience the sweetness of life if you're just engaged and taken. If it's just about hana, then it's going to be a constant pursuit of another hana and another hana. You're never going to feel fulfilled. When do you start to feel real pleasure? When do you feel omek noam ta'amam shel achayim? When do you start to taste the sweetness of life? When you feel that you're doing something that's providing life. The greatest pleasure is not to be a taker. It's to be the provider of life. It's to be giving life. That's really the greatest hana. I once had a very deep conversation with my wife where she told me she was pregnant, and she was telling me how much she's looking forward to the birth. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like more sleepless nights. And I'm like, you know, hold it off. You know? And she was telling me why she was looking forward to the birth. She can't wait. It wasn't our first child. She said she can't wait for that opportunity, that feeling. She said there's nothing like that feeling of bringing a life into the world. She was waiting for that feeling. So it's similar to Rav Kook is saying here. The greatest sweetness is the giving of love. Yeah, that ability to help someone, to reach out, to do the chesed, to give life to someone who doesn't have. So I can just tell you from personal experience, the experience of working with public school kids over a summer, and to see a kid say that he wants to keep Shabbos for the first time, it blows them up. To be a Rebbe in Yeshiva, and to see that sparkle in the eye of a Talmud who chopped it, he's getting it, and he wants to learn more. So Rav Kook says that's really Iker Noam Ta'amam Shel Hachayim. That's the real pleasure of life. So how does a person give the most? By giving that which is most important, by giving of the Eitz Hachayim. So by turning your Talmud Torah experience from one of taking to one of giving. Changing your Talmud Torah experience into I'm learning Torah because this is what my people needs to stay healthy. Am Yisrael needs this in order to be a healthy nation that's going to change the world, and I'm going to make sure it happens. Can you imagine stopping in the middle of Seder and realizing this? You're learning Torah, and Rav Kook is saying, realize what you're doing. You are making sure right now that the koach of Torah and the Jewish people stays alive, because ultimately that's what's going to change the world. And when there's no more war in the world, and when Mashiach is here, and when there's prophecy again, it's because of my Todos Sam Kayotze. You hear this? It's because we're keeping the flame alive. And one day that flame is going to warm the entire world. So that's one of the reasons I find this book so incredible. Because it's a whole different dimension of Limud HaTorah. I'm warming the world. I'm warming my own heart as well. I'm also in need of this Torah to stay a healthy Jew, and to stay a God-fearing Jew and overcome the Yetzer Hara. It's all true. But to think that I'm warming the world, I'll just end with one story that just came to mind. Rav Kook was once learning late at night with an author who, I forgot his name, who wrote about his experiences with Rav Kook, and he writes that one time, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and the guy put his head down like this, and Rav Kook says, "What's wrong?" He said, "I'm feeling tired, you know, I'm taking a break." And he said, Rav Kook looked into my eyes, and he said, "I saw the fire in his eyes," and he said, "Who knows? Maybe we're the only ones in the world learning right now, and if we take a break, the world is going to be void of learning for 1 second." And the Nefesh HaChaim says the world can't thrive. It can't even exist for 1 moment without Torah being learned. Maybe we're the only ones. Can you imagine learning Chavrusa and feeling that this is not about myself. I'm also in the equation. But the real reason I'm doing this is the Torah is the tree of life. The world needs this. My nation needs this. And I have to be there for that. That's the ultimate Talmud Torah experience.
Shkoyach.